Welcome to Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad, and on this journey, I just want y'all to take it with me. So, without further ado, just sit back and enjoy the ride. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the second episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad, and today, I got a special guest with me today. This man is from Black Wall Music LLC. Hey, bro, introduce yourself.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Clue, the motherfucking Don from Black Wall Music LLC. I'm a fellow podcaster. My podcast is available on Anchor FM. And as you can tell by my name, I talk about music. I talk about music in the business sense. I talk about music in the natural sense, how you relate with it, how you can't relate with it, who broke your heart to what song made you fall in love, what was the first song you ever heard before, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk it up, we're going to chop it up about that shit.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate you for, you know, holding it down and just accepting the invite, man, because a lot of people don't have to accept the invite from a complete stranger, so I appreciate you, man.
Hey, for sure, man. I appreciate you reaching out. Like, that was really humbling for me, you know, saying to have you reach out to me saying that you wanted to, you know, talk to me and kind of bounce back and forth and just, you know, just vibe. You know, I appreciated that, you know, for seeing me, you know. So, yeah, hats off to you, brother.
Appreciate that. So, what I want to know, man, is because we both have platforms right now where we're both talking about music, that's what I want to get into today, man. So, I'm gonna go back in the day for a second, you know, because I love going back down memory lane, man. When you was in, I ain't going back that far. When you was in junior high, there we go, we're gonna keep it right there. When you was in junior high, what you was listening to?
Confessions by Usher.
Ha ha!
Yo, Confessions, listen, that fucking CD, that shit, man, I'm trying to tell you, that gave me so many excuses in life. Like, Confessions by Usher and Bobby Valentino album and probably Trey Songz, his first album when he had the cornrows.
Oh, hey, that was true Trigger Trey right there.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you, those are my top three R&B, like, because I was a smooth motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay. Okay.
I thought it was, you know, I was like, shit, I gotta figure out, like, why not take, you know, notes from the, you know, from the G's, right? So I reached out, you know, to the four corners of the world. Cause, you know, I only named three people. I said Trey Songz, Usher, and
Bobby V. You said Bobby V.
Oh, and Bobby V. So I said the four corners of the world because I also reached out to, you know, I gotta add hip hop in there.
Yeah.
Forever, I'm always going to name Jay-Z.
Okay, I fuck with that list, man.
Hey, man, any era in my career, there have been more hip-hop artists, there have been all hip-hop artists, there have been all R&B artists. Oh, no, I'm sorry. There have been most R&B artists, but there has always been Jay-Z in my list.
Yeah, and that's the funny part, man, because even though I've lived in the DMV my whole life, born and raised, never lived nowhere else. But the funny part about it is all my favorite artists have been down south. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mess with Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? But I mess with Scarface, A-Ball, MJG, you know what I'm saying? Luda, T.I., Scarface. I've had nothing but Southern roots growing up. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about CDs so hard, they get you through your high school, they get you through life. Like, you done been through some shit and life. Put on, you knew what CD to put on, whatever you was going through. You know what I'm saying?
To this day.
Yeah.
To this day, there's still shit that I put on. Like, if I'm really feeling a real chill-ass vibe and I just want to relax, I'm throwing on the Quimini easily.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm in a mood, like, I'm in a real, like, you know, mood, like a real business-ass mood, I'm in a scheming-ass mood, I'm probably going to throw on a motherfucking Reasonable Doubt or Blueprint One. It all depends. Like, if I'm in the mood or I want to go do some hood rat shit with my friends, I'm throwing on motherfucking Backseat Freestyle from Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got a fucking song for everything. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing, man. Like, I got a friend of mine, I was telling the other day, I said, dog, I got a soundtrack I got to listen to on the way to work. I got to get mentally prepared to deal with this bullshit. I don't just come in this motherfucker. It's a process. You see what I'm saying? So
I
got a
story for your ass on that shit. Go ahead, bro.
Hey. Hey, talk your shit, man. This the platform for it, man.
What? You talking about music getting ready for work. So I'm trying to tell you. So, I was having this conversation once with somebody. I ain't gonna put him out there, but I was there with somebody.
Okay.
And we were discussing, you know, pretty much like how you kind of prepare yourself to get ready to kind of be around a certain type of people. I'll put it like that. I ain't gonna, you know, actually, no, I'll fuck it, I'm saying white people.
Okay.
You're preparing yourself to be around white people. As you know, as you might not know, I'm African American male, I'm African male, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Afrocentric, fucking pan-African, I am a Negro. So, with that being said, so, you know, and I, of course, you know, I work, you know, in a predominantly white man profession, so... They're pretty much like, you know, kind of like, how do you prepare yourself, you know? So, like, me personally, when I go to work, I'm listening to some shit that either one is going to get me ready for the day or is going to get me ready for the bullshit that I'm going to encounter that day.
Yeah, yes,
I'm,
sir.
I'm, like, really trying to prepare myself. And if I come in blasting fucking problem, then I'm going to need you, y'all just going to hear problems. If I come in blasting Nipsey Hussle, y'all going to hear Nipsey Hussle. If I come in blasting Anita Baker, y'all going to hear Anita Baker. That's the fucking vibe that I'm in.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna know that I'm caught up in the rapture of love. That's what the fuck y'all gonna feel that day. You know, so I don't need nobody, you know, so it's like, what do you listen to when you prepare yourself? I'm not gonna listen to nothing to prepare myself to deal with, like, to not disarm myself to deal with these niggas. I'ma arm myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'ma get my mind right to come in here and deal with these motherfuckers. I'm not gonna listen to, I mean, remember to remain calm, breathe, process your thoughts, and I'm gonna go into the bitch like, say something, tell me why, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm playing the problem on my way in that motherfucker.
And that's the thing, man. Like, a lot of people don't realize that. I forgot I was listening to this podcast, dog, and I swear to God, I felt that shit when he said it. He said, your job give you just enough to get back to that motherfucker. Dog, I felt that. I said, dog, that's where a nigga at right now. I felt that, dog.
Hey, I'm trying. Listen, we put so much time at work. We put more time and effort at work than we put into our own home.
You do, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and I told my girl this. I was like, I'm not gonna sit up here and go to work and give all these motherfuckers passes, because you know motherfuckers be doing shit that you just know you can flip the fuck off on that motherfucker. But if you know if you flip off, that's gonna be your ass, your job. So you give them a pass.
Yeah.
And you keep all that aggression. Then you come home and, you know, then, you know, go off on your spouse. Now, I'm not saying that as a perfect person, because I've been that person before.
Yeah.
You know, I was frustrated at work, and then I would come home and be frustrated at home. And that shit was toxic as fuck.
Yeah, so I feel that.
I'm about to give these niggas passes when I could be going off on, like, I ain't going to bring that aggression home. So usually, you know, on my way home, that's when I go to those go-to albums. I go to those go-to songs that's really going to lift up my spirits and that's going to take me back from where shit. I go to Jamiroquai. That's my favorite. Yo, whenever I'm feeling a fucking way, that fucking, virtual reality.
Ah, yeah.
That nigga sliding across the floor and shit.
Hey.
Like, every fucking time. And I come home like, hey, baby. You know what I'm,
and that's the thing too, man, because I was talking to a coworker too about, you know, just that same situation, man. I was like, you know, you deal with all this bullshit at work, and then when you get home to your wife, she don't deserve that, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta like try to get into a certain type mood just to, you know, not, you know, bring that warfare to her, you know what I'm saying? Because she ain't bring it to you. So
she ain't bring it to you. Exactly. And that actually leads me to a question for you.
I'm
actually gonna kind of change the vibe a little bit. So, like, what song do you play? Like, actually, like, well, I'm gonna have to ask you. Like, are you seeing somebody? You got a girl?
Nah, man, I'm a bachelor, man.
Are you a bachelor? Okay. So, actually, it's gonna make the question even better, my nigga. All right, so, what song do you play if you're trying to like really win over a girl? Like, you trying to like play that song that's gonna get her attention? Because, like, I know I got my go-to songs that I play, and they gonna be like, oh, I like his little music collection. I'll be like, yeah, I know. And keep on going. Like, what songs do you play that's gonna catch your ear?
Man, to be honest, man, I may be a young dude, man, but I got to throw some oldies on it. I'm going to tell you why. Because the oldies will tell you exactly how a nigga feeling right now. You know what I'm saying? And I think the song that came to my head first, the second when you said that, is Tevin Campbell, Can We Talk? That would be the jump.
Hey, bro.
That would be the jump,
dog. You know that's my guy, bro, right?
Hey, dog. When he sung that jump, I'm telling you, dog, I felt every single lyric, dog. I was like, yeah, dog. First of all, if every dude could sing, every girl wants you to sing to him. I'm talking about,
dog,
panties wet off the rip. She calling up motherfuckers, girl, bitch, this motherfucker can sing. Hey, dog, now her friends, you know what I'm saying? Now they trying to get at you on the sneak, eating you up in the DMs and shit.
I know that this shit is true. Like, so I stream on a few different platforms. I'll tell you the other day, like, I stream on a few different platforms. And one of the platforms that I stream on is POF. It's Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
So I know motherfuckers be like, what, dating app? You stream on a dating app? Yes, nigga. I stream on a dating app. There's a live version or a live function on that app that you actually can go live on and stream and interact with people and, you know, talk to people and shit.
Hey,
so my point bringing that up is, them niggas in that app that can sing?
Dog.
They be the most thottiest, they be fucking everybody.
Hey.
I be like, God damn it.
They got the hooks on the line, Joe, I'm trying to tell you.
But they talented. Them motherfuckers, they be talented. I talked to a few of them, like, you know what I'm saying, like networking with them, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm actually working on a few things, with at least one of them, like, because there's some really talented cats, but they really be out there, like, just swooning, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they get into the box and they start singing Daniel Caesar, you know.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to tell you. Hey.
I just leave alive. I just be like,
fuck. Hey, don't let the nigga know how to play the guitar. Shit, it's right, dog. It's over, dog.
The guitar or the motherfucking, I'll just leave it at the guitar. Because if they go extra and start pulling out extra shit, I'm just going to, like, report their ass. So they get banned.
Yeah, now, that's what I'm saying, man. It's like, hey. Hey, the game ain't the same no more. You think that dude a normal nigga, man. Ain't nigga out here R&B connoisseur. He lost, that nigga stole my bitch. Yeah.
Hey, but see, that's the thing, though, because so for me, like, my musical influence kind of goes deep, right? So it's like, I didn't grow up listening to hip-hop.
Okay.
So I'm 30 years old, so I was born in 91, so I didn't grow up listening to hip-hop. I really didn't hear my first really hip-hop songs or remember my first hip-hop songs really until I was like 5 or 6, maybe even 7. And the first song that I remember hearing was The Art of Storytelling by Outkast, which is probably still my favorite hip-hop song ever.
Yeah.
Songs off of the Reasonable Doubt album from Jay-Z.
Man,
those are some of the first songs that, like, I ever heard, and really, like, it impacted me, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, like, how do I get into this shit and make my impact? Because, like, I love the music business. Like, you know, music and dance were my first two loves. So I was, you know, I would have my moments where I was writing shit or I was trying to sing and I always say, like, before I joined the military, I actually had a pretty good voice, but, you know, the military just make you grow the fuck up. And they was like, yeah, fuck all that Chris Brown shit, nigga, because it makes me voice. So, my voice was gone, right? I didn't know how to control it. I wasn't trained, right? So I was like, fuck. So I was like, damn, how can I still do this? So I was writing shit, and I was like, all right, I'm writing shit, but I ain't the one to get on the mic. I ain't no rapper. So I was like, how the fuck can I get into this shit? But I was like, I love to talk about music. I can talk to people about hours about this shit. Like, complete fucking strangers. I would sit up there and have a conversation with them about music. And we have something alike. Man, I made international plane trips feel like 2 hours because I've been sitting there rapping with somebody about music. And I didn't feel like I was annoying them either.
And that's one thing, and that's another reason why I started this platform where I wanted to really focus on music, because music part of everybody's life. It's so funny how you can figure out what somebody like to listen to. You might even start, you and your girl might even be beefing over you liking certain artists. You'd be like, hold up, not in this house. We ain't playing that shit over here. You know what I'm saying?
That's a real thing. That's That is a real thing. I swear to God, me and my ex-wife broke up over Kendrick Lamar.
Dog, I'm telling you, dog. Hey, hey, dog. I promise you, dog. When you get off this, when we finish this, you gonna be like, that was a real ass nigga. How the fuck he know all these situations, Nick? Dog, I done been through it, dog. That's another reason why I started the podcast, dog. Because I knew that I have a voice that not only that I can talk to people, because I've always been gifted in talking to people, but I know that I can relate to people on levels that they need to talk about. They be like, yo, dog, I been needing to talk about this shit, dog. Ain't nobody gonna fucking listen. Nigga, I got you free therapy. You know what I'm saying? You want Cash App, nigga, that's something different. But I got you free therapy. Who don't want to sit on the couch? You ain't even got to talk to Steve. Talk to Rashad, dog. We can talk, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. Niggas be beefing so much nowadays, they don't even communicate no more. You know what I'm saying?
Big shit. The fact black folks don't know shit about counseling.
Trying to tell you, dog. Ain't nothing.
Black folks don't know shit about counseling. Voice of 5'9". That nigga said that shit, and that is real shit. Like, any of my friends, well, not any of my friends, I ain't gonna say that in a broad statement, because a lot of my friends actually have been to counseling. But I have some friends that I bring up counseling, they just like, fucking mean counseling. I don't need to talk to nobody.
Yeah.
I've had people that I've dated that felt that way. I've had people that, you know, like, I was just like, what the fuck you mean? Like, go talk to somebody. You are fucked up.
And that's the sad part about it. When you know you need the help and you refuse to get it, you already know you the problem, but you don't want to know. You feel like it's a crutch for somebody to say, for you to go and get help, but it's not a crutch. It, man, that might change your life. People die over stress. All the time.
Feel like it's a crutch, or they feel like it's a weakness.
Yeah, you
like
out here.
They feel like they don't. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You out here getting sick. You don't even know why. Nigga, you stressing. Go get some help. You out here hurting. Your heart hurting. You about to have a heart attack. You stressing over life. Go get some help. Talk to somebody.
But they don't want to hear that. But that's a sad part. Like, they don't want to hear that, though. And it's like, me being, you know, I have a lot of different experience, you know, my life, you know, as a young kid, you know, I served in the military, so it was like, I have that shit as well, and it's like, nigga, if I didn't talk to nobody, I don't know where the fuck I'd be. I probably wouldn't be here, and that shit's starting to say facts. I'm not going to sit up here and just say, oh, I was suicidal, I had a gun in my head. No, I'm not saying it like that, but I'm just stating real facts.
Yeah.
That mental health fucking declines. It does not get better if it is not helped. People think that, you know, oh, I'll just forget about it. No, fuck that. Mental health fucking declines.
That's some real shit, though, man. People,
you know, you talk about it.
People need help, man. People need help. And that's another thing I wanted to do, too. Like, that's another part of, like, the podcast. I just be having moments where, like, I just be wanting to talk. Like, people, and then sometimes people will be like, you know what? I ain't never talked to nobody about this. Here we go. What's up? You know what I'm saying? And then I got a hotline, too. So it's like, if you want to bang the hotline, nigga, it's confidential. You, first of all, you could lie to me and tell me a name I don't even care about. So I'm not going to be like, dang, man, hey, guess what Shanice just said? Nah, if I tell you it's confidential, it's staying between me and you. I don't care if you told me you didn't fuck 19 niggas last night. I ain't judging you. We talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you wrapped it up with some of them. But the simple fact, yeah, you know what I'm saying? The simple fact
is, but that's a big part, though. Like, I feel like black folks need a safe place to talk.
Yeah, you know, man.
Like, I feel like, and that's honestly why I've been kind of diving a little bit to Clubhouse, you know, not to be a promoter, supporter, you know, like a barber Clubhouse, but
yeah.
I will say that I found a lot of rooms on there where you saw the collective, or you see a collective of black people on there just fucking talking.
Yeah.
Just talking about whatever the fuck they want to talk about. You know, you can control who has the ability to talk, so you don't have to worry about being, you know, trolled or being, you know, bothered while you're talking, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's really a whole consistent vibe, and I appreciated that. And I honestly get the similar vibe when I'm on my other stream, on POS, because you can also control who's in the room as well.
Yeah.
And I think that having those safe places for people to have those conversations, because it's like, you know, sometimes those conversations, and even inviting other people, because I don't want to just have a whole bunch of people that think one way in the room. That's not the way to do it. You got to have, you know, a collective of people who think other ways. And we can talk about this shit. Like, I want that white man to come into my stream and be like, well, I don't understand what was wrong with what they did on January 6th. Okay, sir, let me sit down and tell you why the fuck that was wrong.
Yeah.
And let me sit down here and tell you why the fuck it would have been different if it was black, if it was a Black Lives Matter that did that shit, or Antifa, or any other fucking group that is not for that side of things. Let me explain to you what that is. I want to have these open dialogue conversations. Sometimes they don't always go that way, you know what I'm saying? But it is what the fuck it is. You know, yeah. If they start getting crazy, I can just block the ass out the box and be like, all right, nigga, we either going to have a civilized conversation or you can go back over there and start jerking your white friend. That's cool.
Get on, fuck nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I definitely feel that though, man. You know, yeah. Cause, and that's the thing too, man. Like, once you start talking about music, like we start talking about music, we done went everywhere. We done start talking about therapy, some other shit. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talked about the hoes, but I'm just saying, like, that can, hey, you know what I'm saying? There's no topic. That's all, you know what I'm saying? There's all the limits. And that's the thing, though, man. That's what I love about music, though, man. Because, like, you can bounce any topic off of it. You be like, hey, man, what you fuck your hoes to? You be like, oh, nigga, guess what? Dog, man, this soundtrack right here. So
you always bang that shit. Like, I swear to God, this shit just resonates. Like, it's like music is almost like a smell.
It is.
You ever smell some shit and been like, damn, like, and it bring you back to some shit that you ain't thought about in 15 years? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it'll be like music is like the first time you hear, like, when literally as soon as you hear that motherfucking doom, 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 that fucking Anita Baker about the job.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, that's the bop. Hey, and that's the thing too, man. Like,
you immediately get to a place, and hopefully you resonate that song with a happy place.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you immediately go into a vibe or a trance or, you know, a thought process that, you know, people think that only musicians can find themselves in. Nah, musicians are just kind of like the pilots. You know, the pilots are in the air with you. You ain't the only person in the air. The pilots are in the air with you, so go ahead and ride that wave. You can be on the same level in that trance with them, you know? Some motherfuckers you want to fly with, some you don't. Sometimes you want to fly there because that's all you got, but sometimes you want motherfucking Emirates Airlines. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's the thing, too, man. Like, I can tell a lot about a person just by the type of music they listen to. You know? And not only the music, but, like, once you start seeing what type of music they like, then you just get into all this other stuff. Then, like, say you get to know a male that, like, be in your circle or whatever like that. I can tell a lot about a dude about what he drink. You know what I'm saying? So, you can tell type of lifestyle they live by what they drink. Like, oh, that's what you like? Oh, nah, that nigga OC. Nah, I can't. Nah.
Like, oh, you drinking E&J?
Oh, nah.
Oh, nigga, nah, you live in
Oak Cliffs. Nah, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? That's, niggas ain't out here stereotyping, but it's a fact. Like, dog, I'm like, okay, that's what you drink? Okay, you like to fight. So I already know you already about to turn up wherever we go somewhere. Because I used to have a friend like that, man. And everywhere we went, we knew we might have to fight. It ain't a matter of if. It might just be a matter of when. If this nigga say something,
exactly,
we already know. You know what I'm saying? You be like, dog. And you be having to have a group meeting like, dude, this nigga really about to go with us? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, you just gonna leave me out? Hey.
Every time Nucky D Buck comes on, he start punching people. Man, and you know this fucking DJ plays that shit every goddamn night.
Hey, this random nigga just catch an elbow. He be like, nigga, what is wrong with you?
Hey, Ludacris was playing, bro. My bad. Ludacris was
man,
playing.
Man, Luda used to have you, hey.
Oh, shit, man. Hey, man, I got another question for you.
What's up, man?
What was the first song that... So, I mentioned the artist storytelling was the first song that I remember listening, like, hip-hop-wise. What was the first song you remember listening to? What was the first hip-hop song?
Ooh.
Actually, I feel like there's some Brown Sugar shit, Paul. I feel like it's some Brown Sugar shit. What made you fall in love with hip-hop?
Hey, I fuck with that. Nah, what made me fall in love with hip hop, man, is, to be honest, man, I'm gonna take it back. Slick Rick. That nigga had that patch over his eye, had the coldest raps.
Man, like, shit, don't give me that with your psychopath,
man. And he wore, velour sweatsuits with the, and he had the gold caps. Nigga, I always wanted a gold cap on my tooth. Hold up. First of all, that's what I'm saying, man. I'm talking about, like, and the saddest part about me fucking with Slick Rick so hard when I used to hear his CDs was when I went to school, I never had a velour sweatsuit. Never. I used to be like, yo, mom, can I get a velour sweatsuit? She be like, nigga, what? You ain't get no damn velour sweatsuit.
You can get this corduroy.
For real. Who you trying to be? This shit itch. This shit itch like a motherfucker. What is this? Jordache.
Hey, I promise you. And that's some big shit because, so I came from the South, right? So I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina originally, right?
Yeah.
And coming up, you know, in my adolescence, like, well, from when I was born in New Mexico, but when I was about 6 or 7, I moved to Charlotte. And so I had, like, a different type of, like, you know, upbringing. So moving into the South, it was kind of like a culture shock. But at the same time, it kind of implanted in me. Like, my DNA was still kind of loose. You know what I'm saying? It still had something to kind of tie in. I was a kid. I was a sponge.
Yeah.
So I came to North Carolina, and, you know, I'm seeing this different type of dress. You know what I'm saying? People wearing, you know, more saggy clothes, you know, bigger T-shirts, you know, shit like that. Forces were big. Jordans were big. Da-da-da-da-da. And my mama couldn't afford it. It was like, nigga, no. Like, you know, like, when she did give me a pair of Jordans, it was like that pair of Jordans, and that was the pair of Jordans that I had till I graduated high school. It was just what the fuck it was.
I feel it was like
that pair of Jordans that I fucking had. But once I became old enough to work for myself, when I was, like, 13, 14, I started working, and I started buying my own shit, but I didn't buy Jordans tonight. I was a nigga wearing Vans, ice cream, motherfucking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was wearing, like, really Vans ice cream. That was, like, the majority of my wardrobe. I was wearing fitted clothes. You know, I was that nigga that stood out my freshman year.
Oh, you was a skateboard kid. Yeah, you was a skateboard kid.
Yeah, I was literally, yo, I'm trying to tell you, like, Pharrell was my fucking idol. Like, I bought my first piece of Billionaire and that Boys Club apparel about 6 or 7 months ago. And that shit sent me, that was so nostalgic for me because when I was a kid, I couldn't afford no fucking $100 sweater. The fuck I look like. But when I was like, damn, this is something that I've always wanted as a kid, I was able to buy it, and it really gave me a sense of accomplishment, because that was something that I looked up to. But it was crazy as hell, because here comes summer, whatever that was, summer 05, summer 06, and, you know, fucking everybody was, like, jerking and fucking, you know, you a jerk, or, you know, got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers. All that shit was going on, and then I come back, and everybody's fucking wearing Vans. I was like, y'all fooling-ass motherfuckers. I was so mad.
Man, them Jones, man, everybody wanted to be a skateboarder around that time, Joe.
Everybody wanted to be a skateboarder. Y'all remember motherfuckers walking around with skateboards just to walk around with the bitches. They could not skateboard at all. They would literally just walk around with shit in their hands.
You got the coolest skateboard. Get on that motherfucker and bust your ass.
Bro, completely bust that shit. And it's crazy because, like, I wasn't even a skateboarder. I was a rollerblader. I did rollerblades, right? So, like, me and my homie Matt, we used to motherfucking get on rollerblades, go to downtown, and we used to fuck shit up. Or we used to go to the skating rink. And so, like, we would go to the grown folks skate on Sundays, and we were underage, but we, you know, cool with the guy who gave us skates and shit. So, like, they used to let us in. We was, like, you know, 15, 16 at the time. But we used to go in there. Well, I used to have rollerblades. He used to have skates. We used to be in there fucking it up. You talking about motherfucking Boosie wipe me down? Come on. Bro, if you ain't skated to that shit,
yeah,
the whole fucking club turn up.
And that's the thing, man. Okay, like,
maybe that's some southern shit.
No, but like, no, it's some ups shit too. Because when I was young too, man, we had a skating palace called Crystal Skating Ring, and that was the place to be in the teens, man. Yeah, it was called Crystals.
I think I've heard of that before. You know, I lived in the DMV for a while.
No, that was the place for a while. I guess from like 13 to like 16. Dog, that was where you was at on the week, like Fridays and the weekends. Yes, dog, they had all the girls, they had everything.
That's
dog.
What they had the go-go at too, right?
Yeah. Well, the go-go was, I think they had, like, every once in a while a go-go band might come up there, but, you know, a lot of people used to go to, like, the Hot Shop and, you know, the Mad Chef. That That's where
they... Oh, okay, yeah, go catch a backyard band and all that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was like that.
Hey, I'm telling you, man.
It'd be girls in your school. You'd be like, I was out all night. You'd be like, how? You was out young, thotting, and you know what I'm saying? But...
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Hey, it is what it is. You'd be like, dang, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I got another question for you, man.
What's up, man?
I keep thinking about shit. We just keep flowing, man. But speaking of go-go music, so like I said, I lived in the DMV for a while. So what the story is, I moved up there my senior year, and I graduated at, out of Allendale High.
Yeah.
And my family, my dad's side of the family is all from the DMV. So they were all up there, went off to the military, blah, 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 came back. And then I was there for about maybe about 4 or 5 years before I moved out here to Texas. But anyways, you know, I was kind of plugged in with the coach out there, and like go-go music, you know, that's, of course, you know, you hear go-go, you know, that's D.C., that's the fuck, you know, that's where y'all, that's y'all birthed that shit.
Yeah.
But I remember all this shit that was happening. They were trying to pretty much, like, if I'm not mistaken, they were trying to ban go-go from D.C.?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, can you kind of expound on that shit? Like, what the fuck was going on? Because I was out of D.C., like, I was in Texas when all that shit was happening, so I didn't really know detail what was off, but I really wish that I was downtown when all that shit was happening.
Yeah, to be honest, man, I can't give you a full disclaimer on it because I don't want to give you no wrong information. That's one thing I can definitely say, man. I'm a proud Washingtonian, but I can't give you the facts on that situation, but I can definitely get back to you. I do know that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, because last thing I want is somebody to listen to this and be like, man, that shit ain't happening, man. The fuck you? You lying on go-go and shit.
Fuck that nigga Shay.
So, you know, one thing I'm going to always do, man, I'm always keep it real, man. I ain't gonna lie on the city, man. I can't do it.
Hey, for sure, man.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, but and that's the thing, man. Like, how you like living in Texas, man?
Hey, it's cool, man. I fuck with Texas. You know, it's cool for what it is. You know, I moved out here for my reasons. I'm actually getting ready to make another move. But I moved out here for my reasons, and it's like, you know, it's serving its purpose for what it is right now.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Huh? I say ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. You know, because I was living in the DMV for a while, so it was nice coming back somewhere that was, you know, a little bit more southern. You know, Dallas, even though it's Texas, it's a big ass city. So you can choose to live in the city part of it. You can choose to live in the suburbs, kind of where I live at now, you know, on some more chill shit. So, you know, you kind of get that vibe of being back in the dirty South, because I don't consider Texas the dirty South. But you go, somebody gonna come from my neck for that, but I'm sorry, I just don't. When I'm talking about the dirty South, I'm talking about Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama. Panhandle, Florida, some parts of Georgia, some parts of South Carolina, some parts of North Carolina, but I ain't gonna go into that. But I feel like you kind of get that vibe somewhere when you come back to Texas, and you know they got their own version of South. Like it's like they own Dirty South. Like I feel like when you look at the Dirty South, like it's Texas, and then it's all the other motherfuckers, or all the other motherfuckers, and then it's Texas. Like, cause don't nobody really do it like Texas. So it's really no shade to anybody in Texas. Like I fuck with everybody out here, whether it's Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, all those motherfuckers. But yeah, they just different out this hoe.
Yeah, man. I see the women y'all got out there, man. You know what I'm saying? They ain't lying about Texas though. They ain't lying.
They ain't lying about that shit. I ain't gonna front. Like, I'm trying to tell you, there'd be some things I'd be like, I didn't even know it got that fact.
But it is some fine stallions out that motherfucker. I'm trying to tell you, dog.
But, you know, but it's like, fine, but, you know, I ain't gonna go too deep into it. You know, I ain't gonna do no quality control. But, I mean, I've met some really lovely women in Texas. I met some really lovely Texan women. I met some really lovely women that ain't from Texas that been here for a minute, so I ain't gonna sit up and shit on nobody.
No, I do get that though, man. Yeah, because, and that's my thing too, man. Like, when it comes to, you know, any female I choose to deal with or give my time to, I gotta feel a vibe. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just the name of the podcast. I gotta feel a vibe. Like, if I don't feel a vibe, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Like, above anything else.
Yeah, it's like, what the
Yeah. The vibe got to be there, no doubt.
Yeah.
You could be fine all day, but that vibe got to be there.
You definitely got to have that vibe. Like, we ain't on the same musical shit, too. Now, not, well, actually, you know what? Let me not say that. I can listen, I can talk to somebody that don't listen to the same music that I listen to.
Oh, yeah. I can.
The same exact music, but we also, well, we got to be able to relate on some sense.
Yeah, y'all got to be able to meet, like, in the middle.
Just completely, like, I don't like hip hop. I'm like, okay, well, you're not, I'm not the man for you.
Right.
You know, and that's, you know, 100%, you know, what it is. Now, there's a difference between people saying that they don't like modern hip hop and saying that they don't like hip hop. Now, if you just don't like what's out right now, okay, I can fuck with that. I can vibe with you. I don't like majority of the shit that's out right now either. So, you know, we could talk about something, because I can put you on some shit that you'd be like, damn, I didn't even know this person was out, because they sound like somebody that I used to listen to. You know, exactly. There's people out there that still have quality shit, but all they play on the radio is Little This and Danny That. I mean, you know, yeah, I took shots. If anybody listens to my podcast and you're one of those Littles or Fannies, I'm taking shots at you. And for the DJs that are spinning that shit, actually, I can't even put on a DJ. It's whoever y'all bosses is. So y'all bosses, y'all need to stop that shit.
Yeah, the DJ, they be a lot of people be paying for the promos and everything, trying to get their stuff out.
They pay for their own shit.
Yeah.
They pay for their own shit. I mean, it's like, the motherfuckers on the regular, you know, us regular niggas, we get offers for that shit all the time. I get inboxes all the time, like, oh, pay this for 1,000 Spotify listens, or pay this for, you know, 1,000 Instagram followers. You don't think these motherfuckers in the industry don't be buying their own fucking records to make that shit go platinum? Or gold or whatever. Now, this motherfuckers out there is definitely doing that on their own. And we know who the fuck they is. That's why I'm not dropping any names, because I want everybody to go ahead and formulate who the fuck they think I'm talking about, or who they feel that way themselves about.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know?
Yeah, I definitely feel that.
But yeah, man, but for sure, hey, I really appreciate you inviting me on for this interview, man. We're going to definitely do more. This has definitely been like a real smooth back and forth, just kind of real chopping it up type shit, man.
Oh, man, that's what I do, man. That's what I do, man. I love to just chop it up, man. You know what I'm saying? Kick the bozos, you know.
Oh, for sure. That's what you got to do. I feel like, you know, conversations like this need to be had amongst people who have, like, you know, similar interests. And also just amongst black motherfuckers, you know, we need to talk. We need to fucking
have conversations. And that's the thing, too, man, about that's why I take hosting seriously, because I want to be a host like nobody has before. Because a lot of times when people are being hosts, man, what I've learned, you know, on my journey too, man, even though I'm still in the beginning, is that, man, some hosts be trying to incriminate you, be asking you all these goddamn fuckboy questions.
Man, be trying to, like, why are you trying to break me down?
Like, I be like, dog.
Are you my enemy or
are
you my fan?
Like, it's one.
You trying to get to know me?
Yeah, it's one dude. I ain't going to say his name, you know, because I ain't about to give him no clout. But, like, every time he interviews somebody, man, he all be like, hey, so I heard you killed 90 people. You're like, oh, snap. That's where we at. Oh, what is you doing? You got to watch.
And my thing is, the only thing I'm going to talk to you about is shit that you talk about.
Yeah, that shit crazy,
if you, man. If you out there talking about the fact that you don't kill 90 motherfuckers, then, yeah, if you come out to my show, I'm going to be like, what about these 90 motherfuckers you killed? Why you ain't in jail? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, not necessarily like that, but I'm gonna talk about the shit that you talk about. Now, when it comes to your personal shit and shit that's not out there and shit that, you know, really you ain't saying nothing about, I ain't gonna ask you no questions about that shit. I ain't trying to piss you off.
That shit crazy, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to fucking get to know you. I'm trying to, you know, be on level ground.
Yeah, that should be, it'd be on some other shit, man, for real.
For sure.
But before you roll out, man, let people know where to follow you, man.
Hey, I'm so glad you said that shit. I do that all the time, man. But once again, my name is Clue the motherfucking Don, or Clue for short. I appreciate all y'all definitely tapping in with my boy Shad, and definitely listening to me talk whatever the fuck I've been saying for this last 45 minutes. But, you can follow me on pretty much all social media platforms, Black Wall Music LLC. No special spellings, no abbreviations, no tick marks, no underscores, no nothing. It's just BlackWallMusicLLC follow that on all social media platforms. I'm also on Anchor FM for my daily podcast. And I'm also moving over to Clubhouse as well. So it's all Black Wall Music LLC. I keep it all the same, not to confuse anybody. So, like I said, I'm all on streaming platforms as well. So if you have iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, anything, iHeartRadio, Black Wall Music LLC, you can catch some of my interviews on there. But I really appreciate you having me on for this interview, man. Like I said, this is extremely humbling. I feel like it's been less of an interview versus more of us just
kind of
going back and forth.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. You know, I don't try to make it like that. I try to make it very calmly as possible. I want it to feel like you sitting on the couch. That's how I like to make people feel, man. I don't want them to be like, damn, what are you going to say? Did he find out something from third grade? You know, nah, I ain't even that type of dude, man, so.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. It's been a whole motherfucking vibe, bro.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to goddamn get ready for my podcast myself, to be honest. I'm in the vibe right now, so I'm just going to segue right to my shit.
All the back, man.
Hey, appreciate you.
Take care. I want to thank my guest, Clue to Don from Black Wall Music LLC. Appreciate you, bro. Thank you for sitting on the couch with me this week. Follow him on Facebook. Show his podcast some love. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for y'all support. If nobody told y'all they love y'all today, I love y'all. Stay encouraged, stay blessed, stay prayed up. Take care.